We're doing Pirkei Avot with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a new semester. Rabbeinu Yonah of the city of Gerudne. Actually, we discussed him last week, right? So you guys all know what that's about. And we were learning the Mishnah about the five disciples of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Remember, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was the leader of the Jewish people at the period of the destruction of the Second Temple. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was the minor disciple of Hillel the Elder. He was the smallest of his disciples, and yet he was the one that headed the Jewish people after the destruction of the Second Temple. So he had five students. Remember, one was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. We discussed him. He was in his late 20s when he started learning. He didn't know how to read Shema. He didn't know how to say Birkat HaMazon. No, his father was Jewish. Hyrcanus was a very wealthy Jew. But Rabbi Eliezer, his son, was not learned at all. So he sang their praises. And we discussed that the praises have halachic relevance. Last week we learned about Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who is a bor sud. He's like a pit that is lined, that doesn't lose a drop. That's how Rabbi Eliezer would review everything he learned over and over and over again. And he would master everything he learned. It was as though he didn't lose a drop of all his learning. Next is Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. We discussed Rabbi Yoshua. Whenever we encounter Rabbi Yoshua in the Shas, in the Mishnayos, that's Rabbi Yoshua, the son of Chananya. We discussed that he was an astronomer. We discussed that he was a consultant to the king. We discussed that he had very bad looks. You remember the story of the king's daughter who asked him, how could it be that wisdom is in such a defiled vessel? And then he told her to try and store wine in gold vessels and see what happens with it. And now we continue. Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, Ashrei Yoladto. The praise that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said of Rabbi Yoshua was Ashrei Yoladto. Praised is the woman who bore this child. He wasn't a child anymore. Lashon Ashrei Bestam Hu Klal Vekolel Kol Amidot HaTovot Shadam Meushar Bahem. Uvimkom Shemazkir Hamida Hu Prat. The word Ashrei means the praise of, and so it can encompass all forms of praise. It can encompass all good traits. You say he's praiseworthy. So that means he deserves all types of praise. He's got so many good traits. Sometimes you could say praise is this trait, then you know it's that trait that you're praising. We find the term ashrei about being a God-fearing person, right? The pasuk says, "Ashrei ha'ish yirei et Hashem." Praised is he who fears God. V'gam al kviat makom haTorah. Also, a person who sets a place for his learning, as the verse says, "Ashrei adam shomei li lishkod ad laltotai yom yom." Praised is he who listens to me, says the Torah, who is consistent in coming to my learning on a daily basis. This verse in Mishlei stresses the importance of consistency in learning. You have people who will take 3 hours to learn and then disappear for 3 months, and then another 3 hours. There's a strength in consistency when a person can. V'omer, and the verse also says, Ashrei yoshvei v'techo di'aluch ha'sela, etc. V'alat v'ikut b'shem, we find the connection of God is also referenced as Ashrei. Ashrei tivchar utkarev yishkon chatzirecha. Praised is he that God chooses and brings close to settling God's yard, so to speak. About emunah, it says, Ashrei adam oz lo vach. Praised is he whose strength is in God. Very often, the strength we have physically is only as strong as our spirit is. You can have a lot of strength, but if you don't know how to apply it. So that's the strength. Praised is he whose strength is Hashem, that's what gives him strength to act. The term Ashrei is also said about those who stay away from those who are wicked. Praised is he, this is the first verse in Psalms, praised is he who does not go with the counsel of the wicked, does not travel the path of the sinners, and does not stand spend his time with those that make jokes of what's important in life. So Here again, you have the term Ashrei. Where else do we find Ashrei? About a person who keeps Shabbos. Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zot. Praise this, he who does that. He who goes in the way of the Torah. The longest chapter in Tanakh. The longest chapter is chapter 119 in Tehillim. It's all about those who keep Torah. You have 8 verses for every letter of the Aleph Beis. Yeah, so do the math, how many verses you have in that chapter. It begins with Ashrei. Aleph, right? Ashrei Tamimei Darech. Praised are those whose path is whole. They go in the way of the Torah. Gam ne'emar shomrei mitzvot. It says it about keeping mitzvot. Ashrei notzrei dotav b'chol lev yidrashu. It says it about a person who works hard and enjoys his toil. It says, yegi kapecha ki tochel ashrecha v'tov lach. So the term ashrei is about many aspects of life. Praised is he who works hard and lives off of the toil of his work. It says it about those who are just and honest. It says, Ashrei shomrei mishpat oseh tzedakah b'chol et. It says it about bitachon, about a person who has faith in God, as the verse says, U boteach b'shem ashurav. It says it about wisdom. Ashrei adam atza chokhmah, praised is he who finds wisdom. It says, Umchonen aniyim oshrav. He who has compassion over the poor, that's also his praise. And that's why Rabbi Yoshua was praised as Ashrei Yoladeto. Ve'al zeh ne'emar Ashrei Yoladeto b'stam, klomar, she'haya me'ushar b'chol midot ha'me'usharot, gadol b'chokhmah u'mtukan b'midotav u'b'chol inyanav. His birth was filled with Ashrei. What does that mean? Look throughout Tanakh, you see the word Ashrei about every good thing that exists under the planet. That's Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. He was blessed with wisdom and kindness, and he worked hard. You know, Rabbi Yeshua's house was covered with soot. He was a blacksmith. He would work hard to finance himself. He didn't live off the public funds. Rabbi Yeshua? Right, right. He was a God-fearing person. He stayed away from the wicked. Here he is going into the emperor to give when the emperor needs counsel, but he maintained his purity, his holiness. Obviously, he was careful in keeping Shabbos. He was a God-fearing person. He had a set place for learning Torah. He had a set time for learning Torah. So all these different wonderful attributes that the word Ashrei is referenced to, that's all encompassed by Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. That's Ashrei Yuladto. Praised is his birth. From the minute he was born, you start seeing these wonderful traits coming out. So that was the song of praise of Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah veers off the path. Most commentaries learn differently than Rabbeinu Yonah. They learn it should be read Ashrei Yoladto, the way I translated it initially. Praised is she who bore this child. And the reason was because Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, from the time he was a baby, his mother would always keep him next to the academy where people were learning. And she said, if he keeps hearing people learning Torah, he will end up learning Torah. And that's why she is the one that was praised, his mother, who was so intent on getting a child who will be successful in Torah, and she did whatever she could to facilitate his coming in contact with those who learned Torah. That's why she was the one who was praised for his wisdom. That's what many commentaries say. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was Hasid. He was very pious. Shaya oseh lifnim mishurat hadin b'chol ma'asav. Everything he did beyond the call of duty. ועל זה אומר בהרבה מקומות בתלמוד מידת חסידות שנו כאן. Very often in Talmud it says this is what's called midat chasidut, a level of piety that it's not obligatory, you go beyond the call of duty. Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, he is referred to as Yerei Chet. What does it mean to be a God-fearing person? To fear sin. שהיה עושה סייגים להרחיק עצמו מן העבירות. He would make fences to keep himself from sinning. So what would be a good fence? Let's think in our day and age. A person can choose, if a person is going to use the internet, the timing he uses the internet, the location he uses the internet. You'll say, I'll be careful, I won't do what's wrong. No, I'll make a fence to ensure I don't do what's wrong. I'll do it in a way that will ensure I don't do what's wrong. Many homes, it's recommended that you put the internet in the living room where everyone's around. So you'll only do something that you'd feel comfortable doing when everyone's around. It's always recommended that a person has a good filter. Why should a person leave himself to by mistake? You know, we have a filter. I don't know which filter we have at home. But more than once, I've pushed on a link on an innocent site, which I thought was an innocent link, and it didn't open up. And the filter comes up and says, thank God you're protected. So your first thought is, shucks, I'm protected. That looked interesting. And then your second thought is, no, they're right. How important was that link? I'm going to manage without it.
Lots of pretty random stuff sometimes. I'll click on like news articles. My son has a filter. It won't open.
What's so bad about that?
Is the prohibition of chicken as meat also offense?
That's a rabbinic institution. Once it was instituted as a rabbinic prohibition, so then that's obligatory. The idea here is a person knows that he has a potential weakness, so he makes his own fence. That's where we speak about being fearful of sin.
A lot of these rabbinic laws, especially that one, isn't that not offense of sorts, though?
It is. So that's what I'm saying. That's a different type. You're right that sometimes we call rabbinic institutions gezerot, fences, but in essence they are obligatory. Even though their nature is that of a fence, nonetheless they're obligatory. And now the final student, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he called him a ma'ayan amitgaber, a stream that keeps overflowing. Shaya mefulpan harbe. He was very sharp. He would always think within and within and figure out things that took a tremendous depth and sharpness.
What's the word?
Mefulpal.
Mefulpal?
Yeah, like pilpel. Yeah? Very sharp. Uval svaram chadesh dvarim midato. And he had great logic and he could figure things out on his own. Even when he didn't hear them from his Rebbe, he'd figure one thing out of the other thing and he could figure out a lot. So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He's like a stream that overflows. And we'll pick up here, Bizachem, next week.